Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Washington State is home to some of the country's wealthiest tech billionaires, like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and Mackenzie Scott. Now, the state wants to tax their wealth directly. And the billionaires have this to say about it. They're keeping very, very quiet. I'm Recode Deputy Editor Adam Clark Estes, and I'm here with Recode's wealth correspondent and the usual host of this podcast, Teddy Schleifer. Hi, Teddy.
Hey.
Tell me about this proposal in Washington State to tax billionaires.
So there is a proposal in Washington State right now to levy a 1% fee, a 1% tax on all assets over $1 billion. As you mentioned, there are a few billionaires who have a few more than $1 billion, Jeff Bezos, Steve Ballmer, Mackenzie Scott, and Bill Gates. And what this proposal does is make a serious dent in their net worth. And obviously, there's been a bunch of national wealth taxes that have been proposed. But one sort of liability, I think, for billionaires is that they live often nearby one another. So there sort of is this side door into a wealth tax that has nothing to do with U.S. Congress, but has to go through state legislatures or even small towns. And progressive activists are capitalizing on this side door this legislative session in Washington.
So the 1% thing, that sounds similar to what Elizabeth Warren was talking about in her campaign for president. How are the billionaires reacting to this side door idea?
All four of the billionaires I just mentioned, and they have a host of different views about taxes, but they're largely staying silent. They're sidestepping this debate. And all four, or maybe three out of four, maybe four out of four, depending how you want to squint, a lot of these guys have talked about the need to have higher taxes. And one thing that I think about a lot in my coverage is, what does it mean to say you're for higher taxes versus to do something about it? It's kind of easy to say you're for higher taxes.
I think you can make the tax system take a much higher portion from people with great wealth.
70%? 70%?
There's no cost. You know, there's no real proposal. It's probably good for your PR to say, you know, that you're fine being less rich. A lot more is on the line when you're asked to do something about it, when you're asked to weigh in on a specific proposal or even more proactively to campaign for higher taxes. And right now, these four, at least, are doing the latter and are staying quiet.
Well, what have they said about paying more in taxes? What are the easy things they can say and stuff they don't have to act on?
So Gates has said that he thinks the rich should pay more than they currently do. Gates has been probably the most on the record about what billionaires should be paying. But to be fair, there are other tax proposals in Washington State, such as the capital gains tax and an estate tax that Gates similarly isn't pushing for. So, but Gates has very clearly been vocal that people like him should pay more money. Steve Ballmer, the former CEO of Microsoft, says that he'd personally be happy to pay more taxes. Mackenzie Scott, Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, who's also a novelist, she has spoken eloquently about income inequality and how she believes the pandemic has made billionaires wealthier. And even her former husband, Jeff Bezos, says that companies should pay more in taxes. He recently said that corporate income taxes should go up. So all four of them have recently sounded sympathetic notes to the effort, but none of them are getting involved.
And so now it's crickets from the billionaires. What does that signal?
The question it raises is whether their rhetoric is solely rhetoric. You know, these are people who deal with the state legislature in Washington all the time. They could get involved. Trust me, it's not that they haven't been asked. As I mentioned, we reached out to all four of them. None of them wanted to engage on this. And frankly, it's not just, you know, pesky reporters or critics. The chief legislator who's pushing this measure, she said, they have stayed very, very quiet during this conversation, and it's not for a lack of trying. I talked to folks who talked to them, and they have chosen not to engage. So I think the question that this raises for critics is, you know, how sincere are these people about actually wanting to raise taxes on themselves? And even if they are sincere, and, you know, I personally think that there's not great reason to doubt their sincerity, but there's just a lot more on the line when there's a tangible proposal in their home state versus a theoretical construct. Oh, yeah, sure, I'm for higher taxes. But when there is an alive proposal in their home state that they are evading commenting on, or at the least evading getting actively involved, it bothers activists. And I think it bothers activists precisely because of some of their public commentary. It's not as if they had said, I'm against raising taxes and therefore I'm not for it. Here they have said one thing, and they have not been proactively engaging in a way that follows their rhetoric.
So this is just Washington State, and we're talking about a handful of billionaires mainly. What about Washington State makes it a target for this? Do you see this happening in California or Texas, where there are also a lot of rich people?
So there was a wealth tax proposal that was introduced in California, and I think ultimately we're going to see a lot of progressives take more and more local stabs at this solution. As I mentioned before, if billionaires wanted to kind of play better defense, they should space themselves out more across all 50 states to make it difficult for activists. Last year, I wrote about a proposal actually in a town in Palo Alto where one wealth tax activist moved to try and get a wealth tax on a local ballot. And you could think, oh, what's the big deal about one town? Well, there was a lot of rich people that live in that one town. So ultimately, I do think this is the beginning of a trend where there's going to be not just wealth tax proposals at the national level. Like, I think those will continue, though obviously the odds they face are pretty steep. You're going to see wealth tax proposals at the local level, which, if you believe that these people should pay more in taxes, this piecemeal approach where, hey, you introduce something in Palo Alto, you introduce something in Washington State, maybe you introduce something, you know, in Kansas, who knows? This is the beginning of the story, not the end.
Does it look like this wealth tax in Washington could actually pass?
It's pretty unlikely. There is a tax proposal on capital gains, which I think similarly affects rich people. This is basically a tax on stock sales and sales of bonds. It doesn't affect billionaires specifically, but it affects millionaires, people who are selling large amounts of stock. That is likely to pass this session. It is a priority of the governor. The wealth tax proposal is more on the fringe, to be sure. That being said, the capital gains tax proposal took about a decade to wind its way through the Washington public debate. Washington is one of the most regressive tax systems in the country. There's no state income tax, which is very unusual. And now the capital gains tax is theoretically going to make it more equitable. So the wealth tax is probably not going to pass in 2021. Everyone, proponents and detractors, agree on that. But in 2031, could a wealth tax proposal be making some headway, just like the capital gains tax is today? Maybe.
Teddy Schleifer, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. And before we go, I'll be back in the hosting chair next week. We have a special lineup of shows all about technology and climate. Tune in on Monday.